1, 2, 3, live. Yay. Welcome to the Friday Office of the China Hall podcast. Yes, you finally made it.
Happy
I'm excited.
Friday.
Two of the weirdest people in Rochester are joining us today.
It's an honor.
It's an honor.
My reputation stands.
I love it. All right, I'm Bucky. I'm one of the co-founders of Office of China Hall, coolest co-working space on First Avenue above downtown Book and Video, right next to Jefe Rojo. That's where we're at.
That is where we're at.
Who am I here with today?
And I'm Josh Langmaid. I own MediaCore here in town.
Yes. Tyler Ogg here, videographer, Rochester Posse, and bartender at Canvas and Chardonnay.
He's also an owner. I'm Leah Joy B., owner of Canvas and Chardonnay, Rochester Art Heads.
Artist.
Creator,
tell us more. Like, so you got the Rochester Posse, right?
Yeah.
You got the Canvas and Chardonnay. Yeah. What is Art Heads? Is that like...
Art Heads is our LLC, so that's how we operate.
Okay.
But we do all of our extra programming, like live music and any of the photography or videography that we do, we run under Rochester Art Heads.
And then is it like a DBA for Canvas?
DBA, Canvas, and Chardonnay.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And then what else is there? Tyler, the creator?
Right. I act independently, too. Too many to say, but all the best people.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Rochester keeps me busy.
When you're talking, you'll have to talk right towards the end of the mic, just so you know, just
we'll
so it picks it up.
Just get in there.
Just
honey.
In case.
I talk a little soft.
we'll get your volume up.
Yes.
We'll crank yours way up.
That's a great idea.
It is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us the origin story. How did this all come to be? From Rochester, aren't you?
Yep, I'm from Rochester. I worked at Rochester Lapidary Jewelers for 6 years, and then my friend Lisa opened Canvas and Chardonnay in 2013. We were the first art studio offering any kind of classes in southeast Minnesota. Now there's a bunch of chain places that are similar to Canvas and Chardonnay. But last year, Tyler and I decided that we were going to take over Canvas. She wanted to move to Florida, so we took over with my mother, Eileen Bruns, in May of 2018. And it's been a crazy ride since.
Right. We knew it'd be a lot, but it was a great space and a great idea and had to keep it going.
Canvas and Chardonnay started as a painting studio, but we slowly have incorporated other arts. So we've invited a bunch of, we know a lot of artists in Rochester, as you guys probably do too. But we wanted to offer different classes. So we offer a bunch of fiber art classes, like woven wall tapestry hangings. We get Amarama in here doing felted needle wool classes. We have embroidery classes. We have macrame classes, plant classes, hand lettering classes. So we're just trying to do as much as possible.
And I feel like you've developed the business into even like a venue for performing arts for artists for more than just the classes. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah,
definitely.
There was definitely a need for it. I mean, but even in this past year, it's changed, which is a good thing. But there's also, we're a smaller type of space, and that's a certain kind of vibe and a certain kind of comfortable atmosphere that it's nice.
More intimate.
Yeah, exactly. And just giving artists a chance to kind of break into performing live. We get a lot of artists that are like, well, just even recently, Tabby was like, this was the best show that I've had thus far. And
well, people aren't just coming
going.
There to drink. They're coming there to actually listen to the musician.
Yeah,
exactly.
Our
not
friend Rosie Skipper was doing small concerts at Collider, and then we wanted to offer music, and it turned out to be a better venue for what she was already putting together. So she started organizing all of our music events at Canvas and Chardonnay.
And then we kind of pair that up with a local artist each time, too. So that's kind of where the Art Heads came out of, both in music and visual and all the aesthetics.
Do you charge for your space when you do that type of?
We do not.
Okay.
And then we've been doing monthly markets that we want to continue that going, where we kind of rotate a lot of local vendors,
okay,
local artists that just you know, don't want to pay or can't do a Thursdays on First booth, or, you know, just open up more opportunity to kind of micro arts like that. Yeah, that's been really great.
Yeah, we just want to be like a hub where people feel comfortable, but also like aren't spending an arm and a leg to offer their craft. They're actually making money being in our studio.
Yeah,
we know what it's like. We're the art life, perpetual art life, and it's hard to make money doing art sometimes. So we're here to support.
Traffic in this town too can also be a thing. I mean, if you're not putting the necessary amount of advertising, not everybody kind of gets on that same page, you know, and we try to do a lot of that through social media and try to be extremely proactive in keeping that engagement going, which is, you know, I don't know, Facebook is a new television in so many ways. And
definitely.
You know, once you kind of figure that out, you know, it's a useful tool.
What has it been like running a business? Because had you ran a business prior or?
No, I've been in like manager positions in, I've only had 3 jobs my entire life. I worked at Color Me Mine as a teenager, then the Lapidary, and then Canvas and Chardonnay. But in each of them, I've been in like manager positions. So I've learned what not to do and what I should maybe be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely been a learning process, but it's probably been the funnest year of my entire life.
Right.
Actually, it has. Yeah.
And what of the business would you give that credit to? How does it make it, what makes it so fun, you know, changing from?
Meeting new people is probably the most fun. People, especially people that are like really nervous about getting out of their comfort zones, creating is weird. Like people get really weird about getting out of that kind of comfort zone. And then they do, and they become kind of a different person than they even walked in as. So it's just, it's been quite a trip meeting all these new people and sharing new projects, like things that I've always liked to do that people actually like to do too. So, and they can learn.
Yeah, you think about, and you hear it more as people go, I haven't drawn, I haven't painted since high school. Well, yeah, right? Middle school. I mean, like in high school, we didn't do any of that. Come on. Like, you probably did some video classes. I remember doing that, you know, but there wasn't much art. Was there art in high school?
Yeah, we had art classes. Did you have art? Actually, the name Art Heads comes from my high school art teacher, Lane Connolly. She taught at John Marshall High School, and I had her all 4 years, and she called me her little art head, and it stuck. Everybody can be an art head. It's not like it's exclusive to us. We just have, that's what we used as our name, but we want everybody to feel like they're part of the Art Heads.
And how can we team up?
How can we team up? So we've tried to highlight as much art as possible, all the art heads.
So what is...
You guys are art heads just doing a podcast. That's an art.
Yeah.
You're a videographer. You're an art head.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, art heads.
We are.
Not to be confused with any other kind of heads. So
we're
the art heads.
I like it. In your location, what has been some of the most fun, whether it's events or even classes that you've really started to do?
Queer dance parties are like where it's at. Nowhere else in Rochester has a place for any of the LGBT community exclusively. And so we've done queer dance parties. We started them when last summer. They've died down a little bit. We took a break from them, but they're coming back this summer too. Those are wonderful.
Yeah.
Like everybody's welcome. You don't have to identify as any particular anything.
And a lot of people are just extremely thankful to just have a safe space like that, which is awesome.
Yeah, queer dance
parties.
It's like
giving that emotional feedback back.
Probably one of my favorite. I love teaching woven wall tapestries. those are fun to teach. I really like the like one-on-one teaching. I do teach to, you know, 50, 55 people at a time too for a painting class. But our fiber art classes are more intimate, and you get to know people a little bit better that way too. I can't really pick one particular thing that's my favorite. I love all of it.
I feel like there's a long line out the front door for some artists that was playing inside one night, and this was maybe a year ago or so, but I just remember like there was like a waiting list for people to get into this artist that was performing. I don't know. And the other thing I remember is just a lot of lights inside late at night. Like, I haven't been to an event there. I hate to say it. I haven't been to an event there. It's like I'm driving by. I feel like I'm working, and I look in. I'm like, dang, what the heck is going on in there?
You got to come through.
One of those nights.
There's something to do for everybody, too. Like, we're not just doing, you know, like I said, we're not just doing the paint classes. If you're not feeling the paint classes, you don't have to do that. You can come to something else. You can come to live music. We have it every Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Different musicians every Tuesday night. We're starting to incorporate some late night shows too.
Yeah, weekends. Yeah.
Veald and Yam House are playing on April 20th at 10:30. Then we have like a local sports show in May, late night too. So we're gonna start incorporating some of those on the weekends as well after our paint classes or art sessions.
Hmm. How many people fit in this space?
Sitting is 60. Yeah, if we're standing and all the tables are moved off to the side, I believe it's around 80 or so. Yeah.
So do you guys reach out to artists to play, or are they more so contacting you?
A lot of the time they'll reach out to myself or the Canvas and Chardonnay page or Rosie Skipper.
Yeah.
She does organize all of the Tuesday night shows there. So they reach out to her, or sometimes we seek them out too. We're going to Midwest Music Fest, and hopefully we'll be able to find some new people to bring back to Rochester
A lot of great people.
Is that in, like,
Winona?
Winona, got it.
Yep.
They
so
open up
May
all the bars,
3rd,
churches,
4th, and 5th.
VFWs for venues.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's cool. Really pack it in. Their lineup is a lot this year, so.
Yeah, coming Rochester Posse went last year, and
oh, I saw the video of Rochester Posse going last year.
Yep. Yeah. And they brought a lot of musicians back that have performed at the studio and when she was doing the other concerts as well. So
I'm
excited. It's in a couple weeks, so we're excited to meet some new musicians. And this year they have an art market there too, so hopefully we'll be able to meet some. We know a lot of the Rochester local artists, but it'll be nice to meet some Winona artists as well and see if we can bring any of them back here for visual art during Tuesdays too.
Did you go to the Ritz Craft Show that was down at the fairgrounds?
Yeah, we actually did macrame classes there, and all of the vendors that were there were amazing.
Yeah.
They were incredible. Probably the best craft show Rochester's ever seen.
Isn't that the
truth? I hope she does it again next year.
Like, I walk, I don't know how, she ordered the chicken sign, the big chicken sign to market.
She did.
And then I was like, I got to go check this out. And I walked through and I'm like, these are some amazing creators. I mean, the stuff that they had there was really neat.
She did a really great job curating everybody that was there.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll definitely do it again. She's done it in Wisconsin many years and decided to bring it over here because she lives here now. So
if, I imagine it probably trends towards women that are going in there and doing the classes, but men are welcome. Men are doing the classes, right?
Men come to classes than you'd think. Yeah, sometimes they roll their eyes when they get in there, but we have a wonderful beer selection that Tyler has put together. We used to just have, like, domestic beers, and now we have some, like, really cool craft beers, which, for whatever reason, males are really excited about. but no, sometimes the guy like ends up like happier leaving than the female does. So men have a lot of fun in our space.
For sure.
Yeah. Painting. I've had men come in and do macrame classes and weave classes too. So there's no gender specifics for creating.
Yeah. That's what's the cost? So if Josh and I want to go tonight.
If you
came
tonight,
class?
It would be $35.
Okay.
Most of our paint classes are $35.
Yep.
Some of our fiber art classes are $40 or $45.
All
of our kids' classes are
$25. Yep.
And kids' classes, adults do those too. So if you see something
says
kids' class, they're all geared towards beginners. So all of our paintings and projects are made so that somebody who's never done any of it before, even in kindergarten or elementary school, you can do it. Promise. Even if you think you can't, you can.
You can do it. Doesn't mean it'll look good, but you can do it.
It'll look close to what you're going for.
It'll probably look like the best piece of art you've made all week.
Well, another thing, people like have such expectations. Like kids have lower expectations. Like they just expect, or like, God, what's the word for it? They just trust themselves, I guess. And right. Adults, you find this huge shift where they're looking at the people's next to them and they're comparing themselves. And so we're trying to, and we have tried to create a space where comparing is not welcome. Yeah. Just look at, you know, look around if you'd like to, but don't compare it to anybody else's. We're all humans. Like, none of us look the same. None of us dress the same, act the same, talk the same. None of us are going to create the same either. So that would be really boring.
Yeah.
I don't even paint the same painting twice. I can teach it 20, 25 times, and it'll look different every time. So
reminds me of, we've brought this up on another podcast, but Planet Fitness is like no screaming allowed or whatever, like no grunting allowed. No grunting allowed. Oh, you need to have no comparing allowed, like on the wall.
Yeah, no comparing.
He's going harder.
Otherwise, it reminds me of like the blinders that horses have. You know, like, all right, so now you have to put your blinders on and you cannot look left or right. You have to stay focused.
I encourage everybody to walk around, look at other people's, meet somebody new while you're in the space. It's a great place to meet somebody new, especially. I mean, even for singles, too, like you're not just going out and meeting people at the bar who are maybe already drunk or you're like in a safe space where it's like a chill environment. You can meet new people. I'm always like, why aren't singles coming and
creating?
Sometimes they do. Yeah.
Have you tried that? Have you tried the singles night?
We might.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We do date
like,
nights.
Yeah, we do date nights. That'd be a hit. Those are like totally, they do really well.
Yeah.
Totally different than a singles night. I've thought about it, but I'm like, I don't really want to target people either. Like,
right.
Hey, you're single. Come find someone to
create art.
Create with.
Are you into artist types?
So tell us about. I think it's a hashtag. Keep Rochester Weird.
Keep Rochester Weird.
Who started that?
I did.
Did you really?
I did.
That's cool. I feel like some people use it.
Yeah, I hope so. That's the goal. For all hashtags, that's always the goal. You don't want to be the only one using them.
Good look, it's all your stuff. Man.
No, there's a lot of weird stuff on there. Yeah. I hope people continue with that. Got the little rainbow stickers around town. And hashtag Keep Rochester Weird is for anybody to use. Anything you see in
what
Rochester.
We'll go around. Let's go around. What does that mean to you? What does that mean to you, Josh? Keep Rochester Weird.
I would say just doing whatever kind of thing that you want that may be weird to some people, but just,
do your thing.
Yeah, do your thing, and I feel like that's what it means. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think, Tyler?
Keep Rochester Weird kind of, for me, came out of like Pacific Northwest Research and Development, where I think you're getting a tighter community of artists that just aren't afraid to kind of be more public about things, or really keeping things eclectic and not forgetting about color. And I
culture.
Don't know, the Midwest is so beigey, you know, and it's just, I know Rochester's got a lot coming with alley activation and stuff, and I think that plays a huge part into it. Mm. Just not be afraid to be loud in this town either, even if you do
like
it quietly.
That. Yeah. I like that a lot. Don't
be
afraid.
Loud
I think
and
you'll
quiet.
Inspire. I think you'll inspire people. The more that you put yourself out there, other people will follow who were really kind of like not sure about it.
Yeah,
and it's good to see.
Yeah,
even if it's awful graffiti in the alleyway behind Kathy's. Hey,
yeah, it's
that's
still
a
keeping
start.
It weird.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
weird.
If somebody's gonna do one, maybe that's better. Next
yeah.
time.
Yeah,
yeah. For sure.
What does it mean to you, Bucky?
I, for whatever reason, when I think of it, I think of like how we can get people at Mayo to get out of the suit and tie and just live a little. And like, by
that.
Using the Keeping Rochester Weird, I think it's just an expression that helps tell them, like, go do something. Like, be your own you in this community and represent whatever makes you yourself.
For sure.
And so that's what I think of when I hear it.
A weird and wonderful life.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you work a 9-to-5, what are you doing in your other hours of the day?
Yeah.
I ended up
shake it up.
I ended up studying Finnish for like 2 years for some reason in college. And a huge part that I was fascinated with their government and their city development is that they're obsessed with the psychology of architecture and how those kind of playscapes keep a healthy brain. Because they deal with the same kind of weather that we do, and they love alcohol, and you know, a lot of that can have deplorable effects on your mental health. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's a good thing that your environment shifts or changes, or it's a little bit out of the ordinary.
Or colorful.
And I think there's ways that people can do that without having to, you know. And we've got some great new buildings coming up, and that'll kind of change our landscape too, but there's just a lot more ways of kind of doing that. Mm. A big one being the alleyways, mm-hmm. and as a start, you know, backs of buildings, not a lot going on, dumpsters and vents, you know, why not?
Yeah, paint them.
So it's a real thing, essentially.
What does it mean
we
to you?
In it. Happy brain.
Keeping Rochester weird is, like I was saying, like, even if you work a 9-to-5, like, what are you doing in your off hours? What are you doing to create, even if it's not the same way anybody else creates? Maybe your thing is photography. Like, share that with other people. Don't just hide it. Being weird is not a negative thing. And a lot of the time, I even had a customer a couple weeks ago that saw a sticker, and they're like, what? I don't want to be weird. Like, that's a bad thing. And I'm like, what? Where are you from? Be weird. Don't be like anybody else. You represent you. And Rochester needs some weird people. Like you were saying with Mayo Clinic people, suit and tie. It's okay to wear a suit and tie, but what are you wearing afterwards? Creating together and sharing those things with other people too.
And now we have the internet to do so much
all
of that
things.
Sharing.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
How has the internet played a role in just you as a creator or your business? What do you think it's doing?
Go ahead, honey.
Social cohesion. I think, I don't know. Egypt had a revolution over Twitter. So that's a like what you're capable of. And for Rochester, that was the big thing about the posse, and that started, even though the names have changed over the past 3 years, it was really that idea of getting everybody on the same page to all the kind of micro events that are going on. And God, you could look on our page today, and Rochester has a lot going on. I mean, we love the cities, but there's enough to do this weekend that you can fill your time and actually have fun in this town.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the hardest part is, like, we had a couple that brought in their kid the other night
to a
music. And we're like, I hope you know that you know, they're like, what's going on here? I'm like, well, it's a rap show. And it's like, well, we've lived here and we had no idea
that there's anything
going
like,
on
in Rochester.
And it's
Rochester
like,
at
what
all.
Can we do to get people on the same page? You know, we love the Twin Cities too, because again, you have a larger population density and there's always going to be stuff going on, but I think Rochester's going to evolve in that too.
And well, how do you make Rochester the place that people want to be?
Yeah.
It's not by leaving and going to other cities every weekend.
For sure.
You have to create the city you want to live in.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah.
But I don't think that has anything to do with the question you asked.
No, that's good. That's a good. But I think you're documenting your journey of doing it through
for
the
sure.
internet, and
yeah.
people are seeing it, and it's opening up the door that people can come in and check it out.
Here's what we've been doing.
Creating content that's not just like, here's what I have to sell to you.
Yeah.
It's like, here's multiple options of what you can choose to do for free, spend your money on, or bring your friends to, or your family to.
Yeah.
It's been a really important tool. I took all of our advertising out of everywhere else, and we only advertise on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
And it keeps it going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It helps you sell out.
And our demographics have changed too. I mean, it's nice seeing younger people come in, but it's also nice
when
you get
non-Caucasian people come in, because
mm-hmm.
that was a majority of our demographic was middle-aged white females.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's a completely demographic, different demographic that's come in. And sure. It's nice. Like, it just represents Rochester. Rochester is not middle-aged white women. They are here. And we love you, too.
Mm-hmm.
We do. But Rochester, we love everyone. Yeah. We want our space to represent that on social media and inside our doors, too. So I feel like we're doing an okay job at representing what we do.
Everyone's welcome.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I think.
And not in the corny way of saying that, but really.
No, and then looking from my point of view, like, you're a business. You're people that are putting good content out there that's getting noticed, that then leads to growth of yourself through your own creation and through your business and things like that. It's fun to watch. It's really fun to watch.
Thanks.
Cool.
It's really nice, too, that, like you put out all the events and stuff like that. So, I mean, like, if someone doesn't know what's going on, you can just, like, look and, like, see everything and, like, you can show people all that. And that's
go
that's
to
really
one place.
Just,
seeing
what's going on, like, this weekend. What's going on this weekend?
Right.
Well, just look, you know.
And then, even with the resources that are in town, like 507 Magazine or even kind of what you follow, it's not that you have to go out and search. It's that, like, where can you find this directory almost? Because, you know, you can only get a top five going in so many ways with the 507 Magazine.
Yep.
And
you got stories
those
now.
Are top
it's,
ones.
It's current. Yeah, well,
all the
and
time.
It's free to post
so
your event
on
Facebook.
On.
You don't have to pay $1,000 to put an ad in for, you know, whatever events you have going on for the month. You
Prints
can just put it on Facebook and tag people, invite people to be co-hosts with you.
Yeah.
It's an important networking tool. I see a lot of people complain about Facebook, and I don't understand.
It's,
I'm not here
it's
to like
helping.
Scroll and like look at, you know, dogs and babies, which those are
Why
great
are
too. But it's like,
yeah.
We're just here to share. We should all be sharing with each other.
Yeah, for sure,
'cause
you can.
Social networking is very important. In-person networking is just
Even
as
better.
Important. Yeah. It is better.
We're just hoping that we'll all meet up too in real time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Now tell us about the Rochester Posse.
Yeah.
Who is, what is, and where is the Rochester Posse?
When was it created?
Yeah, what are we at? We're on our fourth year. I started just hustling video work, started with the Post Bulletin, YMCA, started jumping all around. But then at the same time, I was like searching on YouTube, like, what's going on in Rochester? I came across an article about college towns and how college towns exist. And what that means for any city that is trying to keep that population coming in and going out, as college towns usually do sometimes. And a big thing was YouTube. Now, I'm not totally proactive in YouTube nowadays, but it is the idea of video content, of like showing and creating a resource for that. Me and you go back in on that, of highlighting local businesses, and that was a huge thing of like, there are a lot of, like, I work in commercial media for more heavier rate things, or even legislation out of Minneapolis some time ago that I'm working with freelance individuals going after things like that. But then how can I bring that in my own, and how can I bring that back to my community? And it doesn't have to mean this, you know, big, you know, invoice that I'm sending to people that aren't even thinking about video or can't afford it or just started a company and it's too much.
Or don't see the value in it. Yeah.
Or don't see the value in it. That was a huge thing of again, seeing the value in video production, and maybe a little bit more of a disposable approach to media in general, as opposed to that same photo that gets recycled or that one ad or even a logo. And that was that goes back to that whole platform thing. What's going on in town, and how can we create kind of micro doc episodes, talking with people, learning about new things in town, learning about new businesses in town, and all the artists and musicians, and kind of profiling that.
That's how we met. Was Rochester Posse?
Yeah, it was a big deal to be an artist in this town and to make a total living off of that, and you know, that's a lifestyle within itself. So there are a lot of interesting people in this town, and I don't think the content will ever end. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're doing podcasts, we can, you know, there's so much to work with. It just, you know, how you're thinking about people and what their role is.
Who else works with you on Rochester?
So Pussy? Yeah, so I'm on the video end, and then Mike Terrell came in on audio end, and then he had met Rosie Skipper, who was being proactive with the music scene, and brought her in on in the idea of kind of hosting and also helping with keeping the social media energy going.
Promoting.
Because I'll go out and shoot and then try to edit and keep the turnover weekly and stuff, but you also want you need somebody else to like keep up with social media.
No. Hands on, or else your brain just time to explode. Yeah.
It's like, nah, but I did the video though, you know. and then I think that's gained a lot of traction too. We love working with Riverside. They came to us. That's been great. Just great to work with the music energy in this town, and especially all the work that the city does to really bring entertainment to Rochester on the biggest level possible, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that was another way of like, I might not want to start an LLC for myself in video because I don't quite want to do that all the time, or else it just kind of pulls that spirit in some way. But then at the same time, it was a lot of knowing how something like the Chamber of Commerce or then the commission came along of how are we meeting a bunch of people on the same track, and then how are we kind of fitting our puzzle together. I had been with C4 for 2 years on a nonprofit board, which was a heavy amount of gallery curation, bringing artists together, and a reason to like throw your own punk show and have like some of the worst art nights that, you know, because why not?
So good.
And you know, that's been great to kind of roll that experience over and keep that going in a little bit more of a professional way. A
curated way.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And Rosie Skipper has really kept Posse strong in working with Facebook algorithms and making sure that things are functioning and
advertised correctly, exactly, to the right people.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yep.
And it's nice being able to share that. Like, again, Posse is not exclusive. If you want your art featured on it, we're just going to pick randoms.
We're going
to
share it for free.
Yeah. And you know what I mean? And so even if you want to reach out and be like, hey, can I have my stuff on here or be featured? And we've had a few people that... Momin Ali came out and he's like, hey, can we do like a recap video? And Nathaniel
Nelson
with just Trudeau came on and was like, how can I help? You know,
people who do Nate graphic. Petty?
Yeah, yeah.
Nate Petty is going to be doing some graphic design. Yeah,
that's all cool.
And just stuff like that of like, you know, we're not working with a budget. We're just trying to make the best of what we have. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll do it as a hobby, and I'll also do it as a paid thing, too. But it's nice to just kind of give something back. You know, we're not highlighting as much kind of micro business as we used to. You're doing an amazing job of that, too. And you as well.
Mm-hmm.
Teamwork.
I just show up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But an important factor, nonetheless, just to highlight everything that's going on and actually get to know people a little bit more. Camera can be rough sometimes, but I think everybody gets so used to their phone in so many ways or just being more open to that it is important that there's some personality that comes across, because everybody trying to make Rochester a thing is, you know, a human, and they're all great humans at that, because you really have to kind of be insane to keep up with doing business.
Keep doing it.
And
programming. For relatively free.
And this comes back on Canvas and that lifestyle. Because the work is kind of nonstop. You go to bed with it and you wake up with it, because there's always somebody calling, texting, emailing. Yeah, it's a lot in a good way.
Yes, there is.
Because that creativity and that spirit in that kind of gives back to your soul. Even if like all the tasks and numbers and
If you're like inventory stressed and run down doing it, it's not a thing for you.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're not like happy to wake up and do the things, then why are you doing the things?
Yeah,
right.
Shouldn't be doing the things.
Right. Yeah, there's definitely in business a lot more things that come along with it, I'm sure, that you're experiencing than you ever imagined. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow.
Yep.
You got to pull back and be like, we should order more things for next time so we're not cutting clothes.
So or
having to rush to the store last minute to be like, oh, we were 5 canvases short. Yeah. You know.
It's happened. We've learned a lot in the last year.
It's been a good thing.
Yeah. It's been interesting. A lot of the time, like, relationships are weird with business, too.
Oh, yeah.
And we have learned a lot about each other with owning a business together, too.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me love him more. He can deal with all of the you-know-what, and it's great. I'm like, I don't want to swear on this. So
you don't have to. Someone said, poop. They were like, do you swear on this? We're like, we try not to. And they're like, poop.
He deals with all of my poop, too. That as well. No, it's been, because sometimes it's stressful. Like, we're just like, go, like, all the time. But I want this life. Like, I want to spend time with you. And I want to create things with you.
Yeah.
And it makes our relationship, like, more exciting, too. Yeah. It was exciting already before, but it's
and really
great now.
Staying a month ahead, too, is a whole
Yeah, we're always
kind of
a month, 2 or 3 months ahead on the calendar. So we're
sweet.
Just, yeah, getting
the whole thing.
And
also living week to week in whatever kind of pops up and what we adapt to and throw in there.
That's more on your end. He's a week to week, and I'm more of like, I have the whole month planned out.
Yes.
So don't change my plans. But we're learning I'm learning flexibility.
Yeah.
Tyler,
the Capricorn
in
me.
You're a firefighter. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll put out that fire. Oh, there's another one over there. I'll go over there and put out that one.
If it comes up,
he's down to do it, which is, it's great. It's really good. But yeah, that's how we met. We met, I worked at Canvas and Chardonnay, and he wanted to do a posse video. So he came in, and I was like, oh. High school girl feels. It was a lot. And then, we started dating like a year later and or so.
What would you give for advice that are people that are in a relationship or considering being in business and are already in a relationship, you know, what would you give for advice if they're looking to work together?
It's all about support.
Yeah, like being
different things
patient
are gonna,
with each other.
Yeah, and different things are going to come up.
And the way you do things is not how they have to do things.
Yeah.
And if you learn how to work together that way before you open a business, that's great. If you learn it while you open a business, like we did, that's cool too.
Yeah.
But yeah, patience is huge. I mean, I think in any relationship, but business and relationship together, patience and just like forgiveness, but like actual forgiveness, not like, I'm sorry, I forgive you, and then bring it up later kind of thing. Like a forgiveness, I forgave you and I forgot. Be like just human with each other.
Yeah.
Like not have such high expectations of each other. Just like be there for each other.
Because you might be doing art, but you still have to sweep the floors and take out the garbage and clean the toilets.
Yeah.
Every wonderful thing to keep your space looking decent.
Or your door might be shut frozen by ice for 3 months.
Or your building's slowly crumbling in the back, but we make do with the stress. It's worth it.
That's how it works.
We'll brace it up.
That's
we'll
how
keep
it works.
Everything crumbling.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
I love it.
In the best way.
Yep.
I got a phone call of a backed up pipe 2 days ago and went down and I was put my hand on the backed up pipe. I was like, and that's poop. And I didn't realize that.
And that's poop.
That was poop.
Building ownership.
Keep rolling.
Very interesting too. We rent our buildings, so we don't have the pleasures of having to deal with any of that side of it. But
they're even in rent. I mean, you're
even
in a space.
In renting,
that's awesome.
Shout out to the guys that fixed our drain.
Shout out to those guys wherever you're at. If you're watching right now, you rock.
Hal like,
can
Henderson
I get you a beer?
For
oh,
being wonderful.
Yes.
And dealing
with
my
us.
Stress.
Oh, I wouldn't think you guys get stressed out. You seem like you're by far the most chill people we've had on the podcast.
We don't have a lot of stress.
Yeah, I think we got over it.
We should have a lot of stress.
Yeah. I think we did. We didn't have time for it.
So we're now numb to it.
We don't have time for stress. Yeah. Talk to other business owners and we have more creative business, more fun, whatever. But people that are just I'm just stressed all the time, and I'm just take a nap. I don't know. Move something around. Delegate. That's been a huge thing too with business ownership. It's learning how to teach somebody else how to do something that you're already doing so that they can take over that for you. Mm-hmm. Instead of trying to have so much control is a stressor. And I can see why people are stressed, because you own a business, you want to do all the things. You're human.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. You are not God or whatever you want to call it. You're not.
Right.
Everything.
Was it difficult letting some of those things go?
Yeah.
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 I imagine classes. I mean, because you teach it and you have that rhythm. I this is me guessing. I have no idea. Yeah. But I would think you're in this rhythm, and it's people
I'm
enjoy coming to the classes.
I'm having a hard time with finding artists. I have a wonderful Angie Pipcorn. She works for us. She's worked at Canvas for the past 5 years. She's incredible. When we leave town, she's on the calendar. My mother can teach as well. She's great. Those two, I trust. I trust everybody that works there. But I haven't been able to really find a teacher that can be there when I'm not there yet. It is a huge thing.
And we brought in a lot of guest teachers, but we're walking that tightrope. If enough people are sick at the right time,
we've had guest artists. That's a different thing when they're teaching their craft. But as far as the paint classes go, for what we're known for, it's a hard thing to hire people. Yeah. And you can paint, you can teach, but maybe not at the same time.
It's
make it fun.
It's like a part-time job that you get full-time pay for.
Yeah.
If you're doing it. And sometimes with scheduling, because it is late at night, it's a different kind of lifestyle too.
Yeah.
You know, definitely. In those kind of hours.
Yeah. It's not starving artists.
Yeah. Right.
It's a good place to work.
But so it's kind of... We're always living on the edge.
And hoping someone reaches out. I have a 5-year-old, Abe. So he gets to live on the edge with us.
Shout out to Abe.
I'm going to show him this later.
Yeah, putting up with you.
Yeah, he's putting up with all of it. He goes to all of our Tuesday night concerts. So if you're ever at Tuesday night,
fanboy.
Shout out to Abe when you see him. He's great. And learning how to run a business with a 5-year-old has been... a whole other journey.
Right, because it's not like you send him to daycare at Tuesday night.
No, he's in preschool 3 days a week for 2 hours at a time. So he's with us all the time.
That's cool.
Different kind of kid life.
Yeah, he's like, I think of it as the rock star
kid life.
Without any of the drugs or anything.
Yeah,
he's
no.
His parents too. We're not living the rock star life, but Abe is. And it's great.
He's hanging out at the concert
He is, and he's the loudest screamer when the
is he really?
Song is done. Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah. That's awesome.
He's gotten its own.
Yeah, he'll be a cool human when he grows up, hopefully. I think he will be. But yeah, that's been something too, parents in business. Do you put the phone down? And that's something I still struggle with, because I do all of our social media, all of our email correspondence, phone, text message, everything. And, how do you make your kid not feel alone and work at the same time? So it's definitely a balance.
You bring them to work.
Yeah, it's still a balance that I'm learning. And I think everybody is always in the process of learning, even with just social media in general. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not running a business, put your phone down.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out how to put your phone down. Look at all the events going on, then put your phone down.
Go on just for that minute.
Yes. Yep.
All right, we made it. We made it to our 40-minute mark. That's where we try to get with this Office of Channel Hall podcast. Nice.
It's a good one. Cool. I didn't even know it's been 40 minutes.
Flew by.
What a wonderful time talking with both of you.
And thank you.
Thanks for having us in.
You bet. Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. Thank you. If people are looking to become an art head and get into Canvas and Chardonnay, mm-hmm. what's some places they should start? Where should they go? And what class maybe should they try as an example of their first class? Where
all of our classes are beginner focused, so they can sign up for anything. CanvasandChardonnay.com is the best place to start. Yep. When you look at it, it will tell you upcoming classes, and then you just click on that, and it'll show you everything we have for the month. And then we sometimes have things up for the next month. that's a great place to start. Facebook, Canvas and Chardonnay, Rochester Art Hut's Facebook, and Instagram. We're active on all of those platforms.
Yeah.
Not Twitter yet, but everywhere else.
We've got 3 weeks of kids camp this summer, each month. So if you want to start to create an art head or
yeah.
introduce your kid to that, we're doing like just a vast array of kind of programming throughout that week for a few hours a day. So,
and is the cost of $25 for the kids camp, or how
for kids camp it's $150 for the whole week?
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we mix all forms of
art
kind of
into
class
one
and road camp. Trips and yeah, or I should say
walk trips.
Yeah.
They're walk trips. Yeah. We do architectural walk and oh, sculpture neat. Walk and a Rochester Art Center walk yeah. too.
Neat.
For sure.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah.
For the young adults, yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, definitely join us on Tuesday night for music, even if you don't know what it is. I mean,
it's
every
only
Tuesday?
$10.
Every
yep,
Tuesday.
It's only $10, yeah. and there's always a wonderful musician yeah.
what
and visual artist.
7, yeah.
Like every time?
Yep.
Tuesday at
7.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going to have to get there next Tuesday.
Nope.
Yeah.
I haven't been there yet. I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah, we're excited. There's a lot of great music lined up, too.
Yep.
We're going to try to scream the loudest, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Louder than Abe. We'll see.
Bring it on, Abe.
Keep that energy.
Bring it on. And I'm Bucky at the office of China Hall. Thank you for joining the podcast.
And I'm Josh Langmaid. And yeah, it was great. Great having you guys on.
Keep Rochester weird, as they would say.
Ow. Over and out.
Goodbye.
Thanks, guys. And boom.
That was
awesome.
Wonderful.
That was great.
Guys.